page 101. 3. Listening. Is she for real? C. Listen again. Write one detail to answer the questions you checked in exercise B.
Today we're talking about humanoid robots, and specifically about a robot that has been developed by a professor from Osaka University in Japan. It, or should I say she, even has a name. Not a girl's name, granted, but Geminoid F. Our guest, Mark Spock, first set eyes on Geminoid F at a Valentine's Day exhibition at a department store in Tokyo, Japan. Mark, Geminoid looks very realistic. I mean, she looks like a young Japanese woman.
Yes, Minnie, she really does. It's amazing. Actually, the faces of several young Japanese women were scanned, and an average Japanese woman's face was created. She certainly looks very realistic, even though her skin is made from synthetic material.
So what was she doing in the department store?
Well, actually, she was there in a glass display case, sitting, waiting for someone to meet her. She interacted with people around her so she could respond to smiles, for example. Her maker actually said part of the reason for her being there was to see how people would actually interact with her.
And what were people's reactions to her?
I'd say people were curious, interested to see her. I mean, on a previous engagement in Hong Kong, she sang and smiled at a huge crowd of people who were taking photos, and they were completely fascinated by her. I mean, considering that she is a robot, it's amazing to think that she got as much attention as a real pop star. She was a hit.
So she sings?
She sings, she talks, you know, she responds to people. She has 65 facial expressions, so she can smile, she can frown, and she can blink, and even look as though she's breathing. And you know, she has modeled clothes, and actually, she has been in a play starring alongside a real actress. I mean, she has limitations, obviously, but whatever you think of her, it... she represents an amazing technological advance.
And what applications for robots of this kind does her inventor anticipate in the future?
Well, he has been quoted as saying that there's no reason whatsoever that in the future, with the right technology, he wouldn't be able to build robots that think and act like real people. He really believes he can get humanoids to copy human behavior. And then he says the applications are basically endless. I mean, if you think about it, she could be a substitute teacher, a caregiver, anything really.
A caregiver?
Yes, he believes that humanoids can become our friends.
And will people want robots as friends?
Well, considering the reactions people have around here, that robots are a little creepy, maybe not. But that may be cultural. In Japan, for example, there's no doubt whatsoever that people are more accepting of robots. Maybe it's only a matter of time here.